Kevin Faulness joins us, radio analyst for the Minnesota Wild. Kevin, how you doing?
Yeah, how preposterous is that? The way you just broke it down, I mean, this team legitimately was on life support at one point in this season, and now your guy, who was cast aside by the Edmonton Oilers, has really breathed life back into this season for the Wild. I mean, they were dead to rights there at one point, and now they're on the cusp of cracking the top eight. It's almost preposterous when you break it down, but, I mean, we've lived it. We saw it, and it actually is happening.
And, Kevin, you know, I was looking at Minnesota's numbers where they don't give up any shots. They were first in shots against, but they were 24th in goals against, so it's pretty obvious to look at that. And I don't think, and I went back and watched a few tapes where they were giving up tons of great chances. They just weren't getting any saves. And Darcy Kuemper last year looked pretty good. Like, what happened to him this year?
Yeah, it's a good question. Not really sure. Somehow, some way, his confidence was shaken at points in this season, and you know, it just hasn't regained the same form that he had at key points. Even there was a couple of flashes in games earlier this season where he looked good, and you know, he's one of the seven guys they rotated through the goalpost last year when they had their issues with Josh Harding and Nicholas Backstrom, and brought in eventually Ilya Brizgalov and the rest of them. But I don't think that I would give up on Darcy Kuemper at this point in time. It's just that right now, this isn't his time to shine. The torch has been passed to Devan Dubnyk, and I think, you know, long term, maybe they'd like to see Dubnyk and Kuemper man the pipes for the Wild going forward. That's a ways down the road now before we even talk about that. But something's been shaken with Kemper's confidence, and he just hasn't been able to get it back.
Devan Dubnyk, in a year where there's not a lot of free agent goaltenders, and you know there's Antti Niemi, he might play himself into a long-term multi-year deal.
I don't know how he hasn't already. I mean, honestly, what he's done for this team, he's shown his makeup. I mean, 15 straight starts. You went through the stats. They've been gaudy at best. You know, I will go back to when this team was in their slump, and that six-game slide was as bad as it got. And they got hammered in Dallas. They got hammered in Pittsburgh. And, you know, again, the season was coming off the rails. The goaltending wasn't good, but I don't think that was the only problem with this team. And that's why when there was talk about them going out and getting a goaltender, I thought, boy, what a Band-Aid this is going to be. There's so much wrong with this team right now that I don't think change of a face back there between the pipes is going to be the answer. And I was dead wrong. They bring in Dubnyk, and it's had a ripple effect throughout the lineup. But I'll say this much. The team that's playing in front of Dubnyk now is nowhere near the same team that was playing in front of Kuemper and or Backstrom earlier this season. I mean, the entire roster was completely broken. Nothing was going right, and that includes team defense. So I'm telling you, I really feel that Devan Dubnyk is being set up for success a little better than his two predecessors. But that being said, Dubnyk has been really good.
What's been the best part of his game, Kevin? Positioning? Is he aggressive, attacking the shooters all over the ice? You know, 936 save percentage, 173 goals against. Like, man, those over a course of a season, that guy's a lock to win a Vezina.
Yeah, no kidding. I would say his positioning has been great, but I think his demeanor is more than anything what has really helped these guys. The fact that he's that calming influence between the pipes, doesn't really have to do anything all that flashy. He takes up a bunch of space back there when he's in the crease. But I think that calming influence that his game lends to having him back there, it has transferred back to the defensemen. They know that they don't have to be 100% perfect. If something slips through, that he's going to be able to make the big save. And I think that's, you know, given everyone the ability to just go out and do their job. And I don't think they felt comfortable about doing that prior to Dubnyk arriving, and he's given them the ability to, you know, just because he's got that calming demeanor. It's been amazing to watch the turnaround on this team.
Now, the Wild's goaltending is kind of precarious. Now, I assume that Josh Harding is not going to be re-signed at the end of the season, but they do have Backstrom. Is there a buyout coming? Do you think they're going to try to re-sign Dubnyk or let him test free agency? What do you think the plan is long-term for goal?
Well, first of all, let me say I have absolutely zero inside knowledge. So everything I'm going to say is just what I think and what I assume is going to happen, but I don't have any inside knowledge from the Wild organization. This is just what I assume could potentially happen. I would guess that And Nicklas Backstrom has had a great career here in Minnesota. He's been a wonderful netminder and a wonderful person to work with as well. My guess is, though, his time in a Wild uniform most likely comes to an end at the end of this season. I assume they buy him out. That leaves you Kemper and Dubnyk, assuming that they go and they are able to re-sign Devin Dubnyk. It sounds like he wants to be here. I don't think anyone has tried to cross that bridge as of yet. At least they haven't talked about it publicly if those discussions have gone on. But I can't imagine they would want anything different than Devin Dubnyk going forward, considering what he's done for this franchise since coming on board in those 15 straight games that he started. Again, Darcy Kemper is still a very good prospect within the organization, a blue-chip goaltender that has fallen on hard times, but right now he hasn't had the opportunity to get his mojo back because they're riding the Devin Dubnyk Express. So my guess is that in a perfect scenario, those are your top two goaltenders going forward. Nicklas Backstrom hits the bricks in the summer, and as for your Josh Harding, I think that his days are probably over as well. He is sight unseen. I haven't even heard his name in. I can't even tell you how long. He was down there working out with the folks in Iowa in the American Hockey League. Had a setback and hasn't come back to the ice since. So I hope for the best. Another guy that has been great to work with has been in the organization for a long time, but I'd have to assume that his days are done.
Kevin Faldness joining us from Minnesota as the Wild in town tonight to take on the Edmonton Oilers. Kevin, Ryan Suter has played 30-plus minutes 16 times already this season. He's averaging over 29 minutes a game. We had Kyle Brodziak on the show yesterday, and he's like, man, I can't believe how that guy could just go back. And I know the Wild, they're not in the playoffs yet, but do they have to rest him at some point, you know, get him down to like 25 minutes for a few games?
I think in a perfect scenario, they'd like to. The problem is he always talks about how much better he feels when he's logging a lot of minutes. And I don't think they have that luxury at this point because now Jared Spurgeon is out for who knows for how long. You're already out Keith Ballard as well for most likely, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's been back on the ice here lately, so there's a potential he could get back. But, I mean, this defensive core, thanks to the mumps and everything else they dealt with all this year, they've had to lean on, you know, their top four defensemen, and especially Ryan Suter, for the most part throughout this season. So I think in a perfect world, they'd like to limit his minutes, you know, and I say that in quotes, to 25, 26, but it's hard. It's hard to do that when you're constantly dealing with guys in and out of the lineup. So and beyond that, he says he's more comfortable when he's playing 30 more or more minutes a night. So you take all that for what it's worth, and my guess is you're not going to see him backed off on his minutes all that much because it's just not possible right now.
Do you see the Wild making any other moves over the next 10 days? Is there one area, you know, a small tweak they'd like to do?
Oh, I think there's more than a few small tweaks they'd like to do. What could they pull off? I think that's going to be the question. Of course, everyone could use offensive help, and I think they'd look at options like that if they had the opportunity, maybe some help down the middle as well, maybe add a center in there somewhere. But I think the biggest area of need right now is probably another defenseman. And we see how tough they have it with their depth when a guy like Jared Spurgeon goes down. And that's nothing against Nate Prosser or Kristen Fullen or Matt Dumba. All three are, especially Fullen and Dumba, I mean, they have bright careers ahead of them. And you know, Prosser is a role player. Nothing against him, but he's not the guy that's going to, you know, be in your top four and garner a lot of minutes. If they could get a guy that could take off some of the load from a Ryan Suter and some of those guys that take in those top end minutes, I think that they'd probably explore an option like that. Who that person would be, I don't know. What are they willing to give up? I don't know, but I would think that if Chuck Fletcher, he's not one to usually sit on his hands and be idle this time of year. So my guess is he's already been kicking some tires, and if the right thing falls his way, my guess is he'd make a move.
Well, Kevin, the race in the West is outstanding. In Edmonton, we're jealous once again that we don't get to partake just in the excitement of a playoff run. Enjoy it.
Yeah, we hope to, and hopefully we have a good game tonight. No matter who wins, hopefully it's a fun one to take care of, and hopefully the Wild come out on top and they get 2 points in a year. How about that?
Well, Dubnyk, I'm predicting, goes 5-0 tonight against the Edmonton Oilers this season. So,
yeah, my guess is this means a little something extra special to him, so hopefully the Wild can be huge benefactors, and I'll carry forward. And got to see you guys twice in three games, so I know they're hoping for those 4 points. That'd be huge in this race.
You betcha. Appreciate your time, Kevin Faulkner.
All right.
From
see you.